This is episode 225 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we continue with Gideon's story and the defeat of the Midian army. And we're still in the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Judges chapter 7. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, Gideon, and all his men set up their camp at the spring of Herod. The Midianites were camped in the valley at the bottom of the hill called Morah, north of Gideon and his men. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "I am going to help your men defeat the Midianites, but you have too many men. I don't want the Israelites to forget me and brag that they saved themselves. So make an announcement to your men. Tell them, anyone who is afraid may leave Mount Gilead and go back home." At that time, 22,000 men left Gideon and went back home, but 10,000 still remained. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take the men down to the water, and I will test them for you there. If I say, 'This man will go with you,' he will go. But if I say, 'That one will not go with you,' then he will not go." So Gideon led the men down to the water. There the Lord said to him, "Separate the men like this. Those who drink the water by using their tongue to lap it up like a dog will be in one group, and those who bend down to drink will be in the other group." There were 300 men who used their hands to bring water to their mouth and lapped it like a dog does. All the other people bent down and drank the water. The Lord said to Gideon, "I will use the 300 men who lapped the water like a dog. I will use them to save you, and I will allow you to defeat the Midianites. Let the other men go home." So Gideon sent the other men of Israel home. He kept the 300 men with him. Those 300 men kept the supplies and the trumpets of the other men who went home. The Midianites were camped in the valley below Gideon's camp. During the night, the Lord spoke to Gideon and said, "Get up, I will let you defeat the Midianite army. Go down to their camp. If you're afraid to go alone, take your servant Purah with you. Go into the camp of the Midianites. Listen to what they're saying. After that, you will not be afraid to attack them." So Gideon and his servant Purah went down to the edge of the enemy camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other people from the east were camped in that valley. There were so many people that they seemed like a swarm of locusts. It seemed like they had as many camels as there are grains of sand on the seashore. Gideon came to the enemy camp, and he heard a man talking. That man was telling his friend about a dream that he had. He was saying, "I dreamed that a round loaf of bread came rolling into the camp of the Midianites. That loaf of bread hit the tent so hard that the tent turned over and fell flat." The man's friend knew the meaning of the dream. He said, "Your dream can only have one meaning. Your dream is about that man from Israel. It is about Gideon, son of Joash. It means that God will let Gideon defeat the whole army of Midian." After he heard the men talking about the dream and what it meant, Gideon bowed down to God. Then Gideon went back to the camp of the Israelites and called out to the people, "Get up! The Lord will help us defeat the Midianites." Then Gideon divided the 300 men into three groups. He gave each man a trumpet and an empty jar with a burning torch inside it. Then Gideon told the men, "Watch me and do what I do. Follow me to the edge of the enemy camp. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly what I do. You men surround the enemy camp. I and all the men with me will blow our trumpets. When we blow our trumpets, you blow your trumpets too. Then shout these words, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men with him went to the edge of the enemy camp. They came there just after the enemy changed guards. It was during the middle watch of the night. Gideon and his men blew their trumpets and smashed their jars. Then all three groups of Gideon's men blew their trumpets and smashed their jars. The men held the torches in their left hands and their trumpets in their right hands. As they blew their trumpets, they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon." Gideon's men stayed where they were, but inside the camp, the men of Midian began shouting and running away. When Gideon's 300 men blew their trumpets, the Lord caused the men of Midian to kill each other with their swords. The enemy army ran away to the city of Bethshittah, which is toward the city of Zerorah. They ran as far as the border of the city of Abel-Meholah, which is near the city of Tabith. Then soldiers from the tribes of Naphtali, Asher, and all of Manasseh were told to chase the Midianites. Gideon sent messengers through all the hill country of Ephraim. The messengers said, "Come down and attack the Midianites. Take control of the river as far as Bethberah and the Jordan River. Do this before the Midianites get there." So they called all men from the tribe of Ephraim. They took control of the river as far as Bethberah. The men of Ephraim caught two of the Midianite leaders named Oreb and Zeeb. They killed Oreb at a place named the Rock of Oreb, and Zeeb at the place named the Winepress of Zeeb. They continued chasing the Midianites, but first they cut off the heads of Oreb and Zeeb and took the heads to Gideon. Gideon was at the place where people crossed the Jordan River. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. As I read this chapter today, I wondered about the interpretation of the Midianites' dream by his friend. What explanation was there for a round loaf of bread knocking down a tent being representative of the defeat of the Midianite army by Israel? So I did some further reading. It turns out that in the original language, the round loaf of bread is a barley cake that hit the tent so hard that it turned it upside down and lay flat. What's the difference? Well, it's subtle, but I think it matters. Barley was thought of as the food of poor people and animals. The Midianites had long terrorized the Israelites and had most likely destroyed any of the crops that Gideon had been known to tend. So they had been reduced to having to eat barley. Also, the way in which a barley cake was probably prepared was that just a little of the barley flour was mixed with water to make a batter and then thrown on the coals, producing a not very desirable, very humble meal. And the thought that such a humble little cake could tumble down a hill and hit a Midianite tent with such force that it could overturn and flatten it would seem unlikely and miraculous. Makes a little bit more sense now, doesn't it? And we know that God prefers to use the humble and unlikely to accomplish His goals. Knowing what you now know about the humble barley cake, take heart if you, dear listener, feel less than qualified to be used by God. In fact, that's right where He wants you. When He calls you, He will enable you, just as He did this tiny group of 300 men willing to follow God. Don't you just love hearing the Word of God and digging just a little bit deeper? I know I do. I'm glad you came along today. Let's do it again tomorrow when we rejoin Paul and his letter to the church at Corinth. Till then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.